Hello, my name's Kuride, and welcome to another episode of Africa's Victors, where we'll be unpacking stories found within Africa's history. Today we are travelling to Hausaland, which is modern day Nigeria. And we'll be telling Sheikh Osman Dan Fodio's story. Once again, I'd like to start by apologising in advance for all of the names I'm most definitely going to butcher. Okay, let's go. So Sheikh Osman Dan Fodio was born in 1754 in Gobe. He was born into an educated family, so as a result, he had the advantage of access to the best teachers and instructors, but also it meant he had like a social status and was respected as a result. His education consisted of learning the Quran, Islamic law, and the Arabic language. As he grew up, the ignorance of those around him caught his attention. Especially the ignorance of the women around him. And when I say ignorance, I mean the lack of education. You see, at the time, there was no real reason to educate women because they were childbearers and homemakers, and that was it. But Osman clearly didn't see it that way. Instead, what struck him was the fact that the lack of education of those around him meant that they were more susceptible to being taken advantage of by their rulers and their leaders. The more knowledgeable he became, the more educated he became, the more he realised that this state of affairs was not acceptable. What I love about this is that Osman's education led him to apply the knowledge to his society. It led him to critically think about whether the things he was learning were actually being applied to the society he lived in. I think the unfortunate reality is today, formal education, as in the education we receive in school, has become so detached from society or real life. It has become a means to an end. We need an education so that we can get good grades, so that we can get a good job, so we can live a good life. But really, the purpose of education was always supposed to be twofold. Yes, it was important for us to be educated so we could get a good job. But actually, the second element of education was to enlighten us, to help us improve the society that we live in. But we find today that the most educated people in our society, or those who we praise to have the best grades, often struggle with the life application of their education, which leaves us questioning the true strength of our modern day education system. Okay, let's get back to the story. The thing that stumped Osman the most was that it wasn't that there weren't enough teachers to teach the people. Instead, they kept themselves in their ivory tower, making their knowledge available only to the few who cared to come, to the neglect of even their own families. In fact, they too were just taking advantage of the people. I imagine they probably thought, if we educate the people, we won't be able to take advantage of them. We won't be able to scam them. So we're better off with them staying in their ignorance. I find that to be the case even today. I truly feel that a number of governments around the world, particularly in Africa, because that's my focus, simply don't put enough emphasis on the education of the people. And I'm not just talking about basic education. I'm talking about what we've learned today, which is that education is twofold. It's not just about grades. It's about enabling critical thinking. It feels like sometimes that these governments choose to not educate the people because they don't want them to realize that they're being taken advantage of. And then you hear so-called educated people say, a country gets the leaders they deserve. But when the people are not educated, how can they make the correct decisions? Further still, if they're not educated, how can they even produce leaders that have the skills to effectively lead? I mean, I could go on about this because education is my field. This is what I do. But the long and short of it is that people believe, they still believe, that leaders are born, and that's simply not true. We need to reorganize society in a way that produces the leaders that we deserve. But I've digressed. Let me get back to the story. So after Osman had seen all of this throughout his youth, he decided that once he finishes his formal education and becomes a man, he was going to devote his time to educating the people. He gave public lectures in his hometown, and because he was particularly moved by the plight of women, he encouraged them to be educated, and he openly called upon them to rebel against what we would call today male chauvinism. I imagine he faced a lot of opposition from other men in society, the teachers and the scholars. I wonder why he was so in favour of women's education, why he cared so much about it. It makes me wonder who his female influences were, and maybe what he had read while he was studying in school that made him so strong in his resolve to push this agenda. Osman is also known for the books that he wrote on religion, society, as well as the role of the government. The poems he wrote in Arabic, Fulfudi and Hausa. And of course, for rearing children who became great scholars. One of which was his daughter, Nana Asma'u. What I love about this story is how Osman unapologetically stood up for what he believed in. As someone who has a major justice complex, stories like these really resonate with me. You see, the idea of injustice against those who can't stand up for themselves really rubs me up the wrong way. But what I've learned today from Osman is that displeasure simply isn't enough. Action is required. We live in a world today where everyone wants to speak up while still sitting down. But we need more Osmans. We need people who will speak up, stand up, and take action. Osman's story has taught us that change will come, but not from those whose heads have simply become one big storage compartment for knowledge, like the teachers in the ivory tower, but instead from those whose hearts are brave enough to go against what society believes is acceptable, whose minds are bright enough to hatch out actionable plans, and whose feet are swift enough to bring about the very thing they set out to do. Okay, let me get off my soapbox. My point is, I hope that today you decide to be an Osman for a cause. Hope you guys enjoyed that story as much as I did, and you're feeling just as inspired as I am. If you have any comments or would like to find us, please find us on Instagram using the @thevemoye, that's VEMOYE Foundation. And we would love to hear from you and let us know what you thought of the story. That's it from me today. Hope you have an amazing week. And remember, Osman showed us knowledge in itself changes nothing, but applied knowledge could change everything. Have an amazing week, and I'll see you again soon.